Welcome to our meeting of March 28, 2023, for the regular meeting of the Sewage Commission, Oroville Region. Roll call?
Yes, Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Commissioner Riston.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Thompson.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
All here.
Okay, let's stand for the flag salute.
It's been a while since we had the
full house, yeah.
Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, do we have any visitors today?
Not today.
Okay. Good. Did you review the board minutes? Does anybody have any questions?
I make a motion we approve the board minutes from the meeting of February 28, 2023.
I'll second it.
And the special meeting March 8, 2023.
I'll second that one.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Authorization of warrants.
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Pittman came down today and we went over the warrants.
Find it all in order and certainly recommend approval.
I'll second that. I didn't have any questions. Does anybody else have any questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Fiscal report.
Yes, Madam Chair, I included those in your packets for your review. If you have any questions, I can answer those now.
No questions? Are you ready to go in closed session? Okay. We're going in closed session. 56.9D2.
Okay.
Okay, we're coming out of closed session and it was just a discussion, no direction given. Okay, next item is awarding a contract for underground electrical work for dechlorination station.
Yes, Madam Chair, so we talked about building that bisulfite station because of the problems with the being able to get the gas for dechlorination. So we've already awarded the contract to build the concrete structure and the piping underneath the slab, but this is to install all the conduits and the for controls for the pumps and the future hypochlorite system as well. So the Sherwoods are awesome, rather than us running it through them and having a markup, we just went directly to their electrical contractor that they worked with all the time and got a price that does not include the markup. So we're asking you guys to approve it for a total of $25,000. Their bid proposal was $22,690, but I added a 10% contingency to bring it up to about $25,000, just in case there's anything that happens that way I don't have to have a special meeting or anything weird, just to get a couple thousand dollars more.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
So I make a motion to award the contract for the underground electrical work, the dechlorination station to Cascade Electric, not to exceed bid $25,000.
I'll second it.
Okay, roll call.
Yes, Commissioner Taggart.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Yes.
And Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay. Consider awarding contract for grant administrative oversight.
Yes, Madam Chair. So, as you guys know, we are receiving a grant for the county through the state for the CDBG funds, and we were recommended through the county because of the process and the HCD requirements that we get a grant administrator to administrate the grant so that we don't get in trouble. I guess it's a very onerous process, and there's a lot of places to get tripped up, and me and Mike already have full-time jobs and this is another one. So we felt that the county was probably correct and we did not want to make any mistakes that could cost SCORE a big chunk of money. So we think this is money well spent to hire Adams Ashby Group. Now, they were the only one that put in a proposal, but we did go through the HCD requirements and did it exactly by the book, and we believe that even though we only had one proposal, that they are a good firm and they meet all the requirements, and we don't foresee any problems with HCD. We had a panel to grade their proposal, which consisted of Amy Bergstrand from the city of Oroville, Jamie Boucher from Thermalito Water Sewer District, Tracy Davis from the county of Butte, Mike Salsi from here at SCORE, and myself here at SCORE, and it was unanimous. We all felt like Adams Ashby was great, more than qualified, and met all the requirements, and so we don't feel like there'll be any issues from HCD moving forward if we were to select Adams Ashby. So we are asking you guys to approve that contract for amount not to exceed $163,725.
I just have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
It gives a list of the hours. If the hours are less, is it less? And if the hours are more, is it more? Or is that just a flat fee?
I'll let Micah talk to you about that because he went over this with him.
Yeah, that is my understanding. They would, if the hours were more, they would bill on that hourly rate that you see there. And if the hours were less, then it would be that lesser amount.
Okay. Any questions?
I'll just make a comment. I just sat through HCD meetings in Washington, and one of them was this topic here, and you cannot believe the amount of detail that they're asking for at the federal level. So hiring someone is clearly a responsible thing to do. I was shaking my head like, you've got to be kidding me, all the stuff that needs to be T's crossed, I's dotted, and so this is a very good idea.
Yeah, the county put a good bit of fear in us.
Yeah,
to exactly. To do it ourselves, so we decided
right.
that we would take their
that,
their recommendation.
So did we get a final amount?
$10.3 million.
That's the dollar amounts in that agreement that I shared with you earlier,
yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah. You
want
to see it?
No,
it's
10.3
and some
10.3,
change.
Not almost.
So what
10.
Do they charge? Did they just figure up an hourly thing or just a percentage on the money?
Hourly.
Yeah.
So you think it's going to run more money?
We will let you guys know before
that
happens.
Yeah, but do we still go with the 163 not to exceed?
I would say we go with the 163 not to exceed, and then if we need to amend the proposal or amend the contract, then I'll bring that to you guys in plenty of time before we get the time.
From a negotiation standpoint, it's better to cap it at that, and then
right.
it gives us the ability
right.
to say, look, that's all the authority the board gave us.
Yeah,
what do you guys talk?
Yeah.
Well, and then HCD is about a lot of rule changes because I sat with this meeting, and they're putting everything on hold until September of this year. Everybody's sitting around like, what does that mean? So you're better off doing this flat amount, and then you can come back and say HCD changed something.
Yeah,
and that's a reality. I don't expect the changes, but when we listen to them, it's like, what do you people do here? You know, it's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, the idea of government service and helping out is doesn't seem to prevail there. At agency.
Any other questions? Would somebody like to make a motion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll make a motion to award the contract for grant administration oversight to Adams Ashby Group for an amount not to exceed $163,725.
Second.
Go ahead.
Roll call.
Yeah, Commissioner Taggart?
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay, attorney's report. Do you have anything else to report?
I just wanted to say thank you for welcoming me here. It's been great to work with Mr. Devent, Mr. Salzi. They've been very professional. Staff here has been excellent. I had a chance to see the plant and get a tour there. And so it's been a nice transition. So it's a pleasure to work with y'all, and we'll continue to do good work for you.
Well, thank you.
Good.
Glad to have you here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Welcome.
Manager's report?
Yes, Madam Chair. As far as what I have to report, we've kind of already gone over most of it. One thing I do want to let you guys know is we are sending Environmental Compliance Supervisor Kendra Morgan down to San Diego for the CWEA conference. She's got some pretty big changes that she's going to be going through in the lab here over the next couple of years because of ELAP, which is the regulatory body for laboratories in California. They've changed some rules. So we're sending her down there so she can get schooled up on exactly how that's going to look for her. And she will She won't, or she'll be back before the next meeting, so I will have a report on what she learned and what she did for you guys for next meeting. But other than that, that's all I got. Oh, I'm sorry, I do have one more thing. As you guys can see, I left a proposed budget at your spot, I'm sorry. So this is for you guys to go through it with a fine-tooth comb. Any questions, call me. I will immediately get you an answer. And hopefully, it's not too egregious. It did go up about 12%. Over the course of the year, we really tried to keep it down as much as we possibly could. But with everything going up in price, it was pretty tough to keep it even down to that 12%. But I think we did a pretty good job as staff as trying to cut all the costs that we could, but still giving the service to the community that it deserves and that it needs. So anyways, I'd like you guys to go ahead and look at that over the course of the next month. If you have any proposed changes or anything, you can let me know, and we can write them up and we'll talk about them next month, and eventually we'll get an approved budget, whether it's next month or the month after.
Great.
I think the one thing to look at is the increased cost of PG&E record.
Yep. I had to add a little over 20%. So last year, and Commissioner Taggart knows this, we've talked about it already, we actually used less electricity and we paid $50,000 more in our true-up bill, and that's before the 20% increase that's scheduled for April. So we paid $437,000 for a true-up bill this year, so we can tack on another 20% to that. Now we will try to do our best to cut even more power and use less and try to save some money there, but I would expect that we're going to see that 20% increase at the end of the year.
So true-up, so you guys have, we have solar here?
Yep, we have a 500 kilowatt system out there, and it pays for about two-thirds of the cost. If we didn't have that, we'd be looking at about a $1.8 million annual.
Have we considered upgrading that?
We have. We are actually, and this is something I was going to talk to you guys, considering that we broke down the upgrade project and the phasing, I was going to just ask you guys for permission just to add, to double that solar field out there into phase two or phase three, and just do it in the project.
So the only thing that I recommend is, as of next month, PG&E changes everything. So mm-hmm. your true up, you'll be getting 25 cents on the dollar.
So that, and I understood, but that's not really... So when we look at the solar field, we don't look at it in the buyback aspect. That's a losing prospect. If we're trying to sell power to PG&E to make money, it doesn't work out. We would like to eliminate the PG&E bill. That's our goal.
So getting batteries and all that.
No, we could do it with if we just doubled the size of the field, we could do it.
Although their regulations may require us to get batteries in the future, but
A lot of that, what the rules that you're talking about is for the buyback stuff. So
the true up.
Exactly. So if we overproduce during the day,
right.
We're paying 25 cents a kilowatt hour. I'm just using numbers, and they're only going to
35.
You know, they're only going to give you back 5 cents.
25% as of April.
Yeah. Well, 25% less. It's already terrible.
No, 75% less.
It's terrible. The deal's not good right now. It. But like I said, SCORE's not in the power making business. So to me, I don't look at the buyback as the thing. I look at if we put a $4 million system out there that saves us $600,000 a year.
Well, there's no way you're going to get it this year anyway.
No, exactly. So, but that's where I'm looking at. I'm looking at actual power savings. If we can sell power back to PG&E and make a little extra scratch, that's great. But really, I'm looking to eliminate that $600,000. So the buyback stuff.
The true up.
Is extra.
That is extra. That's not really in my calculations. I just want to eliminate that $600,000 annual bill that by the time I leave here in 10, 15 years will probably be over $1 million. You know, so that's my thought is let's double that system. Let's completely power the whole plant and let's not have a PG&E bill. That's my plan. But I'll bring that to you guys as that unfolds.
Get the wind turbines going too. Yeah.
Will the double system power the whole plant?
It will. Right now we power two-thirds of the plant.
Meeting's not long enough, man. I'm sorry.
Right now we create about two-thirds of the power that's used on the annual mm-hmm. usage. So
okay.
from my math, that means if we doubled it,
mm-hmm.
we should about zero that thing out. Now there is times, and Mike is more of the, he knows more about this stuff than me, he runs the solar program, but there is times where we will be in the buyback in the short short winter days, you know, you're not, you're going to be using power a lot longer. So the buyback will come in to effect when we are selling it in the summertime to get, you know, but yes, from our initial studies, we think that if we doubled the size of the system, we could eliminate our PG&E bill here. Which is, you know, like I said, if you spend $4 million and you can recoup that in 5 or 6 years, to me, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Okay. That's like when we put ours in out there. And we could add on, too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about adding on.
Any other concerns, questions, comments?
No.
Okay, with that.
Oh, wait. I would thought you were waiting for Commissioner Stafford.
Oh. Okay.
I just want to bring up the issue of the meeting date. It happens this month. We're having the State of the City on the 28th, which is a Tuesday night. I didn't realize that here. Has there been any thought about moving it from Tuesday back to Wednesday or whatever? I don't know what the commissioners feel.
That is actually a pretty good timing on your part because we moved it for the former council, and the new council wouldn't mind if it got moved back to the Wednesday.
I prefer Wednesday, but
okay. But it's 100% your guys' decision. It's the same for me and Micah. You know, Wednesday is a little nicer for the staff, for Lori, trying to keep everything, you know, because it gives them an extra day to get prepared for the meeting. But that's totally your guys' decision. We'll make whatever work, but I wouldn't mind it going back to Wednesday.
In the city's case, Tuesdays are generally our meeting, first and third Tuesday of the month, but also whenever we have another meeting that's a special meeting like today, we try to have it on Tuesdays just because everybody has that slot, you know, especially between the weeks. So Tuesday kind of creates a problem for the city. Not necessarily a big problem, but if Wednesday works for everybody, I certainly favor it. I don't know if anybody has it.
I found that.
Brad,
me?
Yeah. As long as it's not Thursday.
So I'd have put that on the agenda for next month. We'd have to come back on next month on Tuesday.
Unless you do a special Thursday. Set it.
Yeah.
Oh, through the church.
Well, we might want to do we're talking about a special meeting.
So,
a couple of things on that.
Yeah, so we might end up having to do a special meeting based on the grant for the county. We need to approve that we're going to take the money before they can approve at the county that they're going to give the money. So timing wise, and I was going to, you know, let you guys know later on as we figure this out, but we might have to have a special meeting so that we're not just punting this ball further
2 months down the road. Yeah.
Right.
And so if we did have a special meeting previous to the next regular scheduled meeting, I could agendize the Wednesday night on that. Yeah. But if not, then we'll be looking at it at the next. It'll be on the agenda for the next regular meeting.
Okay. Yeah.
Anything else?
No, thank
you. Okay. 5:22, we adjourn the meeting, and our next meeting is April 25th at 5 p.m.
Thank you all.
Yes, thank you.
Perfect.